everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us this week. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode, and share this podcast with somebody that you think may benefit from it. Last week, we talked about brain food, so the very important function of the brain and how to get all the nutrients that you need. We talked about the different foods that you can incorporate into your diet, what type of benefits that those foods provide to you. So make sure you go back and listen to last week's episode. It's very important to make sure that your brain is getting all the nutrients that it needs. This week, we are going to be talking about strength training and providing some tips and tricks for beginners and ways to set goals, and that way you can stay motivated if you're just looking to get started in the new year 2025 with strength training. Very great way to get started, and then kind of just increase that and move into the gym and get better with it over time. So we'll start off with talking about some benefits, some ways to get started, and then I'll jump into what happens if you don't strength train. So stay tuned for that portion.
So the importance of strength training, it does boost your muscle mass. So of course, the more weights that you're lifting, the larger muscle mass you're going to end up getting. So that is one of the larger benefits of strength training. Helps improve your mood too. Any working out, so whether it be you are just starting and you're working out at home using body weight, which we talked about a few weeks ago, that's going to improve your mood. You'll start to see that boost in your mood and energy throughout your day. Strength training in particular does help to boost your bone density and that metabolism, because you are working your muscles a little bit harder than you do with just your body weight. So you'll see that increase in metabolism too. Lowers your risk of heart disease. Any working out will help with lowering that risk, as well as reducing your stress. So lower stress as well when we are working out, and particularly strength training. So starting out, which is always the hardest, especially if you're starting like ground zero, I have not worked out for a very long time or at all. So starting at home, I don't know about any of you, but for myself, I mentioned previously that I do get anxiety. And part of my anxiety is when I'm around other people. In particularly larger groups of people. So going to the gym can be very anxiety provoking. So if you're like me, starting at home, adding some weights to your collection at home, or if you really are like, I don't have the money for that, I'll be honest, it's not that expensive. You can even go to Goodwill or like Ross. So those of you, in foreign countries, we have this store called Ross here, and it has like a bunch of mixed items from all over, clothes, home goods, and part of that is also workout equipment, and it's for really cheap. So starting with just 5-pound weights is a good start at home. If you are like, I just can't get to getting that right now, that's not part of your plan. Lifting like a milk jug is also can get up to 2 pounds, 2.5 pounds. So starting with some of those at home things that you do have that you can lift. If you have children, adding them into your workout routine, right? Like literally lifting a child that's weighing anywhere from 20, 30 pounds, that's adding that resistance to your plan and help with the strength training. So starting at home is an easy way to get started, especially if you're anxious or intimidated with going to the gym and seeing other people that have worked out for their entire lives. It also helps for you to be able to like look in a mirror when you're at home. So adding a mirror to your room or wherever you're going to work out so that you can see the full range of motion that you're doing, and getting the form perfected before even going into the gym and increasing the weight that you're using. So perfect your form at home first, and then slowly go to the gym. Also getting that confidence at home first, so then when you do go to the gym, you're not worried about Susie over here who's going to be like perfect form lifting 80 pounds and you're like over here lifting 10 pounds. It's okay. We all have to start, even Susie started with the 10 pounds. So start at home, slowly working your way up, perfecting your form. Form's gonna be most important. And to be honest, Susie lifting the 80 pound weights probably doesn't have the proper form. So her workout's not gonna be as impactful as what your workout will be. And then slowly, so setting that goal of going to the gym. So once you've mastered and have the form down at home, set a goal to go to the gym at least one day that week. And then increasing the amount of weight, but still keeping that proper form. And if you're not increasing the weight, increase the amount of reps that you're doing for each of those exercises. So if you're doing bicep curls or hammer curls, maybe at home you were doing 6 curls 4 times. Now at the gym, increase it to doing 10 curls for 5 times. So increasing your reps and the amount of reps that you're doing. And then aim to go at least 2 to 3 times a week for 30 to 45 minutes is the goal for strength training. We tend to have about a 45 minute to an hour of strength training, and then we'll go do some cardio at the gym. But if this feels like too much for you, you're just starting off, make a goal to just go to the gym at least one time a week. And even if it's just 10 minutes, that's 10 minutes more than what you would have done just sitting at home on the couch watching your show. So aim for at least one time a week. But of course, your goal should be 2 to 3 times for 30 to 45 minutes of going to the gym and doing some sort of strength training workout. We do like to break up our workout muscle groups for strength training because doing a full body workout can be overwhelming, and it also, you're gonna lose more of that momentum in going and working out in general. So we break up our workouts into different muscle groups. So one day will be arm day. We'll focus on doing biceps and then triceps, and that's it for that day. So any exercises focusing on triceps and biceps, that's one of our strength training days. Another day is going to be our legs, and we'll focus on our hamstrings, our quadriceps, and our glutes, as well as our calves. So any of those leg muscles, that's a different day, right? That tends to be our longest day because there are multiple muscles within our legs that we're working out. But again, that's it. Not working out our arms or core or anything like that. Another day is going to be our chest, just focusing on chest muscles. So breaking up in those different muscle groups will help you with setting that goal for strength training or getting into strength training. Just focus on those one muscle groups and going to the gym. That's 3 days right there for us. And then setting goals not based on physical goal or a weight goal. So I'm not saying, oh, I want to lose 20 pounds this year. No, my goal is actually like I want to be able to do at least one pull-up in the gym. And I know that's not necessarily strength training. It's more of your body weight, but it's a goal that's not focused on your physical, like how you look or weight, right? You want to focus your goal on being something like, I want to be able to lift 20 pounds in 2 months, especially if you're starting at, I can only lift 2.5 pounds right now. So set your goal on something that is a physical task rather than how you appear, because your appearance will get to that goal, end goal, whatever it be. Like I'm not even thinking about it. I'm going to be losing that weight because my goal was to be able to lift that 20 pounds and I'm working hard at lifting that 20 pounds. So the weight naturally is going to be coming off as I work towards that actual task, physical task as a goal. So those results, those physical results are going to come in as you set those task performance goals. So that's another way of getting into the gym, starting off with that strength training.
All right, a lot of great benefits there. Muscle growth, stronger bones. You can also have improved posture and balance, prevent any kind of injuries. And then you mentioned those mental health benefits to help boost your mood, reduce anxiety, and just increase your overall self-confidence. So as you mentioned there, for those beginners, make sure you have a plan. Having an app or a notebook or just even a clear workout plan is very important and keeps you motivated, so that way you take the guesswork out of it. You know exactly what exercises you're doing, how many sets and how many reps you need to do. You were just talking about setting those realistic goals. Make sure you're setting small, achievable goals. Make sure that they're very clear goals. So you don't want to say, I want to lose weight. You want to set it to be more specific. I want to lose 10 pounds in 3 months. And again, something that's achievable and not too lofty of a goal, such as losing 50 pounds in a month or something like that, because you're not going to achieve that goal. You want to make sure that those goals are small and specific, so they're achievable and you stay motivated. Track your progress with a Fitbit or some sort of fitness tracker. That's really going to be your best and easiest option when it comes to those type of things. And make sure you're getting that rest and recovery. It's just as important to give your body a break, let it recover and get rest, so that you're able to continue to work out and continue to build muscle and get those results. So what happens if you don't strength train? Well, that could lead to the opposite of building muscle, so muscle loss. And as we age, you naturally lose muscle mass. So this process is really just something that happens, especially after the age of 30 and the age of 40. It just starts to accelerate. But by strength training, you can help build and maintain the muscle, keep your metabolism high, and your body functioning properly as you age. You mentioned increasing your bone density. So if you're not strength training, you're going to have lower bone density. You're at higher risk for osteoporosis, bone fractures, hip issues. So it's very important for long-term health, especially as you get older, that you strength train to keep those bones strong and healthy. As we all age, your metabolism slows. So without muscle mass, your metabolism may slow down even more. So since your muscles are burning calories while even at rest, it's important to strength train so that you can maintain a healthy weight as you get older. Decrease functional strength. Strength training is going to keep you functional as you age. Being able to lift those groceries, make it up and down the steps, get in and out of the car, get in and out of bed easily. These are all the things that your functional strength is going to continue to help you do. And you want to make sure that you're keeping that functional strength going strong into the late ages there. And risk of injury. If you have weak muscles, you're not going to be able to stabilize your joints properly. You could get injured just walking up some steps or something like that, because your body's just not used to being flexible and kind of going into a whole range of motion. So you can have increased strains, sprains, back issues, those type of things. So very important to strength train so that you can prevent those nagging injuries as you get older as well. So that is all we had for you when it comes to strength training. Hopefully those beginners out there will get some benefits, and everybody can benefit from this information as well. Make sure you follow Superhumanistic on everything. Share this podcast with someone you love that might benefit from more health and wellness tips. Make sure you start implementing these health and wellness tips into your lifestyle so that you can be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.